This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Those of you who are just joining us, if you realize it's Monday, the 13th. Aha, good thing it's not Friday, Victoria, because you know what happens on Friday the 13th. Nothing. And nothing will happen today, 13th. Are you a triskaidekaphobic, or does that not work? You're not suspicious at all. I don't know that I feel like you are suspicious about anything, are you? Do you find
superstitious, you mean?
Well, suspicious and superstitious.
Well, no, superstitious is different.
Either or.
I am not superstitious, not really, no.
Are you supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I never knew what that meant either, but...
Really? Oh, no, that's something. We'll have to have a thorough conversation about that. But first, we probably should talk about the Roger Stone circumstance and the fact that he was commuted, the sentence was commuted, he wasn't commuted. This created a hubbub for the president over the weekend. He was Mueller says he's always going to be a convicted felon. Sure, of course, everybody who gets convicted, whether they're commuted or not. I remember for a long, long time, Gordon Liddy, but I've always liked him. We worked together in several circumstances, and he was a convicted felon. He didn't faze him much, but he wasn't the same kind of arrogant convicted felon that Roger Stone is or was. I don't know whether, how do you refer to him in the present tense, the past tense? It didn't do Trump any good when it comes to the election. I don't know what he's thinking, and I guess it doesn't make much difference at this point. Under the circumstances.
It's just too bad that, like, there are so many people, innocent people, who are in jail, in prison, for so many years, and it's a shame that, you know, he's not focused more on prison reform seemed to be something he was into in the beginning, and I've read a lot of stuff that was really just Jared Kushner, and that Trump doesn't really, he and Kushner are not really, you know, they're kind of falling out there, so I guess that really wasn't that important to him, prison reform, because you wouldn't do this if it was. You would understand that there is, you know, the injustices that are being done to everyday citizens and not just bail out your buddy.
Well, is it worth the time to talk about it? The attention that was given to it by the news media over the weekend, I thought, was not outrageous, but... It's not that big a story.
But you know what is a bigger story that not a lot of people talked about, because I think the Roger Stone thing overshadowed it, was Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is back in he's back in prison, and he's in solitary, and the reason that he's there is because they claim that he violated the terms of his parole. And so his lawyer is fighting this vehemently, and the reason that he went back to prison is because he refused to sign away his First Amendment rights to talk about his experiences and to talk about what happened, i.e. write a book, do a podcast, do interviews. And his lawyer said that he's never even heard of someone, you know, of that stipulation
being
in the terms.
Who's trying to get him to sign that agreement? Where'd that come from?
Who has the biggest legal position in the country? It's pretty obvious where it goes. The guy from the Southern District of New York, that attorney general, was forced into resignation because he was investigating a lot of Trump's buddies. Michael Cohen has a whole lot that Trump doesn't want him to say. So it's not hard to connect the dots of what's happening legally in this country right now.
All right, so we don't get anywhere talking about that either, because it's sort of from the same old, and it is. It'll be nice when this is all over, I think, kind of.
Yep.
And then we move into stuff that's productive. I thought really the last week of our lives, with all of the announcements that came from the Supreme Court, I thought that was kind of an interesting overview of where we are right now. Do you agree with the partisan polarization that seems to be everywhere else certainly did not seem to be the story of the Supreme Court.
Which is John exactly Roberts. What it should be, right? That's
right.
How it was designed.
Right, right. I don't know why they're making, again, we're back to the news media making such a big deal out of this, because there's a temperature in the news media that's hot, and it's so obvious. Even though Trump, in my estimation, deserves a lot of the discredit that he gets, the pounding and just the same old sort of, let's go get him, let's go get him, let's go get him.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is the president shouldn't tweet, and he did. The president shouldn't tweet that
we know that.
But what I'm saying is the president should not be tweeting that he's disappointed in the two judges that he's appointed in voting against him. It wasn't against him. And see, then that's where he makes it personal and political, and that's a problem. That's what sets the tone.
Well, but we all know the guy has, or at least people who are kind of in touch, and Jennifer's not here today. I didn't do a good job. We just kind of jumped right into it. Hello, this is the DJB program.
We also have some other big trending stories that are pretty shocking to get to as well. There's a lot of news this morning to cover.
Jennifer is off today. Again, is she back tomorrow? I forget whether
she's back tomorrow.
Away
yep.
for the folks for the weekend. Victoria Keelan is here. All right, so what else do you think is trending or newsworthy or discussion-worthy, more importantly?
Two very sad deaths this morning are being reported. The first, which is a shock to me, I had no idea that she was ill. John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, has passed away at the age of 57.
Wow.
She lost a two-year battle with breast cancer, and I think I don't follow them very closely, but I think the family has kept this really quiet, because this is the very first I've ever heard of Kelly Preston being ill. And so John Travolta and the family issued a statement last night saying that she fought a courageous fight, and they thanked all of the doctors and nurses at MD Anderson Cancer Center and all of the medical centers who helped her along the way. But a lot of tragedy in that family. Remember, they lost their son, Jet. He had a series of seizures, and he passed away at, I think he was only 16. So this was, they had a lot of tragedy and a lot of sadness in their marriage and their family. And so their daughter Ella has already posted a tribute to her mom on Instagram last night. And of course, it's they also have a son Benjamin who was born in 2010, and their son Jet had died in 2009. So a lot of sadness there. And then the other story, which another seems to just be a tragic family situation. Lisa Marie Presley is mourning the loss of her oldest son. He was 27. He shot himself. And so that was last night. TMZ reported that this is Elvis's grandson. And I don't know. His name is Benjamin Keough. I don't know if he had a history of mental illness, but he died in Calabasas in California. And obviously the rep could only say that, you know, that Lisa Marie was just entirely heartbroken and inconsolable. And she has 11-year-old twins, as well as her oldest daughter, Riley, who I believe is 25. She was a couple years younger than Benjamin. Benjamin was her firstborn with her, the first husband that she had children with was, I forget who his first name is, but his last name was Keough. So it's just a lot of sadness this morning in the news and a lot of tragedy. It also feels like some families might just have, you know, we were talking about superstition.
Yeah.
Some families maybe just have bad luck. I don't know.
Karma? Get jinxed? Any number of it. Can we say the same for Lori Loughlin and her husband?
That's karma working in a good way, right?
Yeah. Well, for us, it seems that they continue to deal with the reality what they've done with, you know, you make decisions about things and then you live with the consequences. They have use past tense, a home in Bel Air, not far from where I spent a winter living in a house near the golf course. They sold it for $18 million. They bought it for $14 million 5 years ago, but they had it on the market for $28 million. And the guy who runs Tinder, that's a dating site, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so why would that be worth, why would the guy who runs that have that kind of dough? Is there that much money?
He's a gazillionaire.
Really?
He's another tech startup billionaire, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But has he done anything else besides Tinder? Is it just Tinder?
That's all you need to do. But I don't, really? I don't know. I'm sure he's done other projects before Tinder launched, or maybe since. I'm not sure.
Tell me a little about Tinder. As to how do they make their money? They have advertising. Do you have to sign up? It costs money to join.
Yep. Memberships, advertising, all of the above. Yeah, subscriptions to the app, all of it.
Is that one of the ones we used to talk about when Kara was here? Teaser.
I think Kara was on Tinder, yep.
Was she? So what makes it unique from all the other dating services that are around?
Well, it started out as just a hookup site. And so if you like somebody, you just, you know, you swipe left. I've never done it because I've been with Lewis since Tinder came out. But, yeah, you swipe left if you like somebody, swipe right, or maybe it's the opposite. I don't even know. But you swipe one way if you like somebody, and if they swipe the same way, then you guys are a match, or you can hook up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hooking
it's
up
less means. Of a. I mean, people do date off of it now, but it when it started, it was just a hookup site.
Mm-hmm. All right. Meanwhile, back just to this information, back to Lori Loughlin, who apparently is going to have to still go to jail, right, for a couple
yes.
of months,
mm-hmm.
paying $150. Are there any? So we had the two main, the people who were the main story behind the scandal, but are there others? Have others shown? I know that we talk in general about mm-hmm. there being other people who are involved beside the guy who was setting it all up.
Yeah.
But what other couples have been as visibly chastised as Lori Loughlin and...
Well, Felicity Huffman went to jail for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. William H. Macy, her husband, did not get implicated because they never actually caught him on tape. And so Lori Loughlin and her husband were both caught on tape by the FBI. And then there were some other, like, other, there was a sommelier who Jennifer knew or knew of, owns a bunch of vineyards. He either got a huge fine or went to jail. See, the other problem is so many of these parents, weren't there 250 parents or something that were implicated in this?
Yeah, there were hundreds of them. Oh, yeah.
Right. So not all of them are household names, so I'm not really sure what the individual punishments have been for all of them. But there have been coaches who were in on this that were fired. Some teachers have been fired. So it was a pretty, you know, it was a pretty involved scandal. And it went all the way, you know, we know famously about USC with Lori Loughlin's dumb daughters pretending,
oh, yeah.
you know, that they were on the crew team. But this extended, this went into the softball team at Yale. Mm. The other schools were involved. I think there was somebody at Stanford that was doing something. University of Virginia, I think, was involved. There were a lot of schools into this, but the big stories were kind of the celebrity aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have covered the bases on three or four different things that are of interest, things that are... that have become paramount over the weekend. Lots more of that conversation coming up as we continue on the DJV program. But right now, I want you to think, if you would, I want you to, you don't have to, but if you're thinking about how to proceed as we go through mid-summertime and you want to feel good, but you don't because you don't look good because you're way too heavy, there are people, here's a story of a lady named Tasha who listens to us in Texas who started using Calitrin many months ago. She said, I love it. It did not take off the weight fast. The situation with me was I was way overweight, but my doctor said it would be tough on my heart if I went through one of those really fast weight loss programs. So as my pants were not fitting me, I noticed a little bit here and a little bit there. I used to be a model. But after my children, I gained a lot of weight. I'm back to modeling now, thanks to the six-month program. And that's why I keep saying, that's the information that you need. You can't expect to lose weight with this product, anyway, overnight. But if you want to get into the six-month deal, you buy three of the Calitrin monthly, either the capsule or the liquid, and get on the program. You get three free. And when you do it for 6 months, you will not only get the weight off your body, but you will keep it off. You've sort of tuned your body up to it. Go to toploss.com for the info on Calitrin, how to order it. The code DJV will give you a savings with the BOGO thing, 3 and 3, and then no shipping charges.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And change after on the DJV Monday program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer's off till tomorrow. This is Tim McGraw, who has announced plans for a new album called Here on Earth. It's his first solo release in nearly 5 years. So let's listen to this. This is the title tune.
Where I can?
I don't know if I have a purpose or not.
Those are books full of questions, heart full of doubt. I send them up to heaven. Answers never came down till they did one night. Maybe loving you's why I'm here on earth.
This is billed as a big anthem about finding a purpose on earth and running with it. This song and the album from which it comes out next month. He said, Tim McGraw said, it's like we've opened our eyes for the very first time when we find out why we're here on Earth. That's what he's singing about in the chorus of this song, Here on Earth. Let's listen to a little more. It's intriguing.
Big anthem sound for him.
Yeah, right, it is.
It's a good stadium song.
Yep. The release of this accompanied by a video in which a variety of people all wearing McGraw's signature black hat talk about the events that changed their lives for the better and their efforts to make the world a better place.
Something comes out to try to divide us.
Who is that?
This is in the video.
We're all the same.
You see yourself and everybody else.
Who is going to help us if we don't help each other?
Should be walking hand to hand one another. We should be looking out after each other.
We've learned a lot. We've done a lot. There's still more we need to do, and we can't get comfortable.
We'll get there. We'll get to where we need to be.
My name is Cosmo, and I am here on Earth.
My name's Heather, and I'm here on Earth.
My name is Mario Ponce, and we are here on Earth.
Here on Earth.
Here on Earth.
Here on Earth.
I'm Tim McGraw, and we're here on Earth together.
In addition to this song, Here on Earth, new album also includes his current single, I Call Mama, which was released just ahead of Mother's Day earlier this year. The album follows the rest of our life, McGraw's duets project with Faith Hill, his wife, back in 2017. Saw him moving over to Sony Music. Now he's back to his other label, Big Machine. Was it Big Machine run by that bad guy?
Yep, exactly. That? Good memory. Yeah, that's the Taylor Swift controversy. Yep.
Right. Well, I suppose he went back. Well, maybe he made him a better deal.
I guess.
That's usually what happens with these things. You know, he gets more of a piece of what this is all about. The big money, as most people know, and this is why these people, I don't think they're hurting, but their whole life is usually built on touring, because that's where the big money is.
Right.
Their percentage of the take is usually 50-60%. So, anyway, but I like that song, Here on Earth. That'd be something I'd pay attention to as it continues to grow in popularity. 26 past the hour. Here's something I'm quite pleased about, because I like this guy and know him. I've been with him a couple. I had dinner with him.
Really? You know him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Whisperin' Bill Anderson has been around for, what, 60 years? And he's going to revisit his 60 years on a new album. He made his way into the Grand Ole Opry 59 years ago. He's been a big mainstay. That's where I met him. Well, actually, I met him a couple of times. I met him at an event, a country music event, and then I met him at the Grand Ole Opry. He's very smooth, very soft. He hosted a couple of game shows on the old country network, Nashville network. But he had a gift for songwriting when he started his associate Ray Price back in 1958. The song's called City Lights. A couple of years ago, he earned membership in the Multi-Genre Songwriters Hall of Fame, having already been inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. His new project revisits 10 of his most enduring hits, vintage classics like Bright Lights and Country Music, Po-Folks, City Lights, as well as Whiskey Lullaby, I'll Wait for You, and Give It Away. This new album, The Hits Reimagined, is coming out the 24th of this month. Actually, you can pre-order it now. The new version of the just-released Give It Away was kind of a fresh acoustic bluegrass spin on this tune. Is that what we're playing now here, Phil? Is that what that is? Yeah. Right, Lud?
I love that classic country sound.
Yeah, I do too. I'm very much into it. And listen to a smooth voice. Still sounds the same.
When that front door swung wide open and she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away. Just give it away.
He's staying home because of the situation with COVID, keeping busy. He's been using modern technology to conduct co-writing sessions with some of his old Grand Ole Opry member friends. So he's still at it. I would bet he's, Bill Anderson's probably close to 80, I would think, at this point in his life. But his voice, I think, has always sounded the same. It's that soft approach. That's why he's called Whisperin' Bill Anderson. All right, so that's the story, 29 after the hour.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican governor rumored to be eyeing a run for the White House in 2024 says the GOP needs to be a bigger tent party after President Donald Trump leaves office. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan saying,
by reaching out, by trying to find that middle ground where people can stand together, and by avoiding divisive rhetoric and winning suburban women, winning over Democrats and independents, and winning with minority votes.
Hogan, who has clashed with Trump on many issues, was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also did not rule out voting himself for Joe Biden in November. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will announce today that it will retire its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as they say copyrights are pending. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In Texas, two police officers were shot and killed at a residence on Saturday by a suspect who killed himself as more officers arrived on the scene. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez.
What I'm trying to tell you about that in that sense is that the officers never had a chance to suspect deadly assault on them, much less death that moment.
The two officers were responding to a call about a domestic dispute. Fans of a popular frozen beverage were left a bit thirsty this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But USA's Chris Barnes reports they're still being offered a chance to quench their thirst from the international chain.
The super slurpin' fun of your favorite Slurpee flavors.
7-Eleven's most popular and often chaotic annual tradition of giving out a free Slurpee on its birthday has been canceled this year because of the pandemic. Normally, it would have been held on Saturday, which was July 11th, as in 7-Eleven. Instead, the chain is giving all of their app users a coupon for a free Slurpee that can be redeemed anytime during the month to help practice social distancing. The whole tradition started back in 2002. Additionally, 7-Eleven is celebrating its birthday this year by giving 1 million meals to Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Monday, July 13th. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn off today, but Terry Keevan is here in touch with the tough times. That's what we, I guess, that's our fate. Victoria, we were talking about fate and karma and things before. You got to wonder, the entire planet is suffering somewhat from a karmatic, well, a couple of karmatic things, and maybe there are three or four still to befall us. It just kind of is interesting who rolls with the punches and who doesn't, and what is successful and what isn't. I'm often asked, what are the key ingredients for your great radio program? And I am pleased that a lot of people think that about what we do here. It's because we are very interesting people, if I do say so myself. Jennifer is, Victoria is. I guess I have a few quirks that make me an interesting character, and that's really what it's about. Plus, how we talk about the stickiness of certain circumstances. For example, this whole business about the Redskins and what's going to happen, our take on that. The NFL is saying, I guess, to the Redskins, you better change your name, right? Isn't that how this has happened, or where is the pronouncement coming right? I wonder why it's taken so long.
That's a question that a lot of people have. The owner of the Washington Redskins, Daniel Snyder, has forever turned down any request or protest about the name, and so it wasn't until FedEx, which is their
cookie.
I don't know much about him, but I don't think this
McFadden
is even...
Richie McFadden, you used to talk about him,
oh, yeah.
Wasn't in a good light, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think this is even coming from the NFL. This is coming. This has been an outcry from the fans for a very long time, and now FedEx has just... That's their biggest sponsor, and FedEx pulled out and said, all right, if you don't change the name, we're done. So, lo and behold, less than 2 weeks later, the name will be changed. So today, the new name will be announced. We're not sure what it's going to be, but Warriors, Red Wolves, and Red Tails have ranked among the most popular choices with fans on social media, so it could definitely be one of those three.
I'm looking at the, there was a poll, and there were 91,936 votes. The front runner was Red Tails, 28%. Let's see, Warriors was second, 23%. Red Hawks, Senators, why were they, are these the baseball team called the Senators? Or not anymore, it used to be called.
There was a hockey team called the Senators, right?
Yeah, no, but there was a baseball team called the Senators.
Those are the Ottawa Senators, yeah. Too.
And then the Hogs, Washington Hogs? Huh?
I'm not a fan of that.
Washington Generals? I don't know about that one either. And what is the significance? Red Tails.
It's a red-tailed hawk, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
I think so. That's what's leaping to mind. I'm not sure, but I think
Red Tails... the story of the Tuskegee Airmen, remember them, the fighter pilots in World War II?
Yeah.
That movie was called Red Tails. And that's
I didn't know that, but sure.
Yeah. So that would get them into, how could you disgrace or how could you disparage that given its attachment to them?
Well,
that was their nickname.
But this guy Snyder, though, he has completely dismissed every single Native American tribe who has approached him, saying that it's in the dictionary, which I had to look this up because I wasn't sure.
Redskins?
Redskins, that word is in the dictionary and classified as a racial slur. And that wasn't even enough evidence to get this guy Snyder to change
the
name.
That's this guy. Richie said the guy's a meathead. So,
My point, though, is I don't see him making such a swing to, like, all of a sudden now honoring the Tuskegee Airmen. Mm. I think it's going to be somewhere in between.
Yeah. There's some people who think that he wanted to use Washington Warriors as the name because he was using that for an Arena Football League team that he bought back in 1999, but it never came to be.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but keeping away from Native American imagery seems to be... does that knock out the Warriors, excuse me, from consideration? And what's going on the high school level and the college level with a lot of these team names? Because we all know, especially in certain parts of the country, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and down in Texas and Florida, where Friday Night Lights, the high school football circuit, is loaded with teams named that, you know, would be controversial. Are those all getting changed?
I don't know. Do you want to hear the worst one of all? A friend of mine who is someone I have done some side projects with, he's a concert producer, and he's from a town in Illinois called Pekin. And there's also a Pekin, China. And so the people who founded the town of Pekin, Illinois, felt that they were exactly halfway around the world from Pekin, China, and that's why they were wrong. But that's what they thought, and that's why they named the town that. You don't want to know what the mascot was up until, like, 1986?
I shudder to think.
They were the Pekin Chinks. And the mascot was a guy dressed up in this caricature of a Chinese person. That was the school's mascot until like 1986 or 87. And he's older than me, so he graduated from high school, I think, in maybe 1990. And so he said that the whole town, finally, it was the biggest deal, and they now changed it to the Dragons. But they had a roller rink that was sponsored by the school, and they called it the Chink Rink. I didn't even believe any of this until he showed me his yearbook. And that was in the late 80s. It makes you think, like, what the heck is wrong with people? In the 80s, we were calling them the Pekin Chinks.
Was it Pekin or Peking?
It's Pekin. P-E-K-E-I-N.
Beijing used to be Peking.
Right.
That was the name, the old name in the old
China. Yeah, Peking duck and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But this is Pekin. Yeah. So, yeah. It's just absolutely wild when you see the pictures. You can Google it and see these images of the chink rank and stuff. It's unbelievable. And they just renamed everybody the Dragons.
But I'd be interested to hear from your husband, Lewis, who's a big sports producer, about Adrian Wojnarowski. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Wojnarowski. That's a friend of his. He used to produce his podcast. And
it's interesting. So he said F you to the... What happened was there was
an email sent to basically this senator, I think it's Josh, is it Holloway? I forget his, no, that's an actor. Whatever this senator's name is, I forget. Anyway, he was going after the NBA, saying that they were kowtowing to China by still having the NBA teams play in China and all this other stuff. Well, China, it makes up like 80% of all the merchandise bought for the NBA. It's a huge market. The Chinese people are obsessed with American basketball. So anyway, so he went after the NBA, and this went into a company email, and Woj just emailed back, F you. So this senator guy went public with it, and now Woj is suspended for 2 weeks without pay.
Apologized, yeah. So what's going on with the restarting of the NBA season? That seems to be, you notice on television that everybody's, or the TV people are trying to get you excited about it. Who cares about basketball in the middle of July? Who cares?
Honestly, every guy that I know, and there are lots of girls sports fans too. I'm not saying this, but in our group, the big sports fans are the guys, and all of them are so desperate for any live sporting event that they're going to sit at home and not go to the beach and not go to the pool. They're going to sit at home and watch basketball.
Basketball games?
Yep. Really? They're just, there is a need. Yes, there is definitely a need.
And what about baseball? Isn't that supposedly coming back?
When does that start?
Any day now.
Yeah.
That was what we talked about last week. So, and then in other sports news, the Pac-12 has announced it's going to play a conference-only season for football and all the other fall sports this year. The Big Ten chose to do the same thing. Remember, I think we talked about that on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The Pac-12 decision to delay the fall season as a result of the vote among athletic directors and presidents of universities and conference officials themselves. The major factor in the decision, obviously, was the virus and the problem in L.A., where it really is out of control. I was talking to my son last night about, it's very interesting. I oftentimes talk about the two states that I live in, Massachusetts and California, and how they both are crazy. Massachusetts, man, as I'm critical of the governor here in a lot of things, but they've done it. We have probably there's zero cases the last 2-3 weeks. There haven't been any new cases of COVID. And basically it is, as a result of what I've said, simple, wear the mask and have your distance. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, on my farm,
you can see who takes it seriously. Massachusetts did a great job. New York has reported zero deaths for the first time. Yeah. Everyone, all of my New Yorker friends, since we moved out of the city, we've obviously kept in touch with everybody, and they all take it really seriously. In New Jersey down here, no one's
it's
taking
not
it
that
seriously.
Difficult. But, and it really is not that difficult, honestly. It isn't. We went, my sister and her husband and a friend of mine and I went to dinner on Saturday at a local Mexican restaurant, and it was very interesting how there were four booths around you that were empty. So they had 25% of the capacity, and they were very happy to see us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did they have a time limit? Were you only allowed for like an hour and a half? Because that's another thing that...
Well, we weren't there that long because I don't know that when you get Mexican food, it comes fast and you eat it and you're done. But I think it was probably about an hour and a half we were in there. They didn't whisk us out, but they were happy to see us. The service was very fast and the food was very good. We've been to this place any number of times and it was just reopened actually. And they've been, but I think it's taking it seriously. I think you're right about that. And I wonder, so they have these games, all of these games. What's going to happen in the fall? Will there be anybody in the stands for these games? Or they're going to not do, there's nobody going to the basketball games and there's nobody going to the baseball games. So is it going to be the same when it comes to these college games in the fall?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what their plan is. Maybe they have reduced seating capacities in the stands. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of colleges over the weekend, it was kind of created a big, you know, controversy online or on social media. A lot of colleges have canceled, and it makes no sense. They canceled crew. Like, why would you?
Yeah, why would you? I guess because I don't know.
I mean, maybe they don't. They think the rowers are too close together in the boat, but they're not even facing each other. I don't know. It kind of doesn't really make sense. That certain volleyball was canceled. I think some field hockey was canceled. There were a whole bunch of sports. I think lacrosse, just depending on where you live, the schools have canceled these certain sports, and I don't know why football's okay. Well, only that football makes a lot of money for school, so maybe it's just a money thing.
Pretty hypocritical, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, Monday, the 13th, is National French Fry Day. The tastiest French fries on the planet. Where are they? Is it in France? National French Fry Day. Today, great opportunity to take the time to sample the, was it Idaho potatoes are the best French fries? Some people say.
That's what I think McDonald's uses, right?
Yes,
they advertise they use Idaho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, yep. Some estimates put the average American intake of French fries to be 20 to 30 pounds per year per person. You're kidding. Really?
That's a lot. I don't think I eat that much, but I do like fries.
Every once in a while, I have some French fries. I do quite like them as well. Starting in 1802, they were referred to as ye olde French fries served to Thomas Jefferson. He referred to them as potatoes served in the French manner at a White House dinner. And then 1856, we had French fried potatoes hitting America. It was included in Cookery for Maids of All Work, a book by E. Warren. And then in 1940s, when McDonald's really started taking shape in San Bernardino, no, desert in California, outside, it's sort of in the Inland Empire. Jennifer's very familiar because she's on a radio station there. Anyway, they sold at the first McDonald's hamburgers, sodas, milkshakes, and French fries. So it really was. See, you don't think about these things because you think they've always been there, right? You just don't think that, you attach them to McDonald's.
But after
that
Thomas
really
Jefferson had lived in France and in Paris, it makes sense that he would have been the first
Franklin, too.
To bring them.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, television news. The Batman getting a new series on HBO Max. I wonder how this is going to be. Remember the first Batman was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think it was on ABC, too, back in the 60s.
Well, this is going to be a spinoff of the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson that's just called The Batman.
Is he going to be the Batman on TV, too?
We don't know yet. They haven't announced any of the details. It might just be other characters in that Gotham world, but I can't imagine how you would have a spinoff without Batman in it.
Right.
Maybe they'll just recast it, because I don't know that Robert Pattinson would,
TV,
you know, sign up for a TV
him,
show. Yeah.
Or below him, yeah.
Well, Sarah Jessica, he's busy.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to develop a dating show. What do you think of this idea? It's for Lifetime TV. Working title is Swipe Swap, in which people agree to change locations with other people in the hopes of finding that special someone.
It's kind of like a dating play on Wife Swap, which was a hugely successful show for a long time.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't know that show. What?
Oh, you literally swap wives, and then they have to, like, deal with your awful family. And, yeah, it was funny. It was great.
Really? All right. So there it is. Producing, well, kind of interesting to see what happens with this. Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker in the news at...
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour is Monday Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with me, Doug Steffen on Tech Talk. Facebook gets it started. What are they up to now, Victoria?
Well, Facebook, you know, as we've been talking about this for a few weeks now, Facebook has lost a lot of their advertising, if not most of it, because the companies have just pulled away saying, you know what, we don't want to be associated with anything political on either side of the aisle, so we're just going to put our money elsewhere. And so this has been a huge blow to Mark Zuckerberg
right here.
And Facebook.
Put it here.
Well, but to be honest, a lot of companies are looking exactly for our type of show, you know, who, like, we can, you know, we can stay away from dirty politics and all that stuff. And Facebook has just, you know, like we said last week, the big problem is Mark Zuckerberg has danced around this for so long, trying to say that anyone can post anything they want and all this other stuff, and now it's just biting his bottom line. So now the newest development is Facebook is reportedly considering a ban on all political ads before the U.S. election this year. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. They're discussing this internally. It's not a firm policy yet, but this is leaking out. Bloomberg News did a story on this saying that this is something that especially leading up to what is probably going to be a very what would be the word? I think it's very polarizing what this election is going to be,
extremely.
I think. Yeah. And so I think that we're probably going to see a lot of companies backing away from anything political because we don't know the outcome yet.
And political shows.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these political, the TV networks will be inundated with political advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other people who advertise, they're not going to be wanting us to associate. So they're all counting people, say, oh, it's going to be a great fall. I think people are going to back away from that association. I think you're right, Victoria.
Yeah. So Facebook says that right now they've allowed users to turn off political ads, and they've added disclosure requirements and all this other stuff. It's still really not enough for advertisers to come back. So this new plan of banning all political ads, which I think is a great idea, Facebook needs to get back to what it originally was meant for. It's meant for connecting with your friends and family and loved ones that are maybe not close to you, you know, physically. And so this is a time where Facebook, I think, should have really changed their entire focus on just being a connector during this pandemic. And they've just allowed all this political stuff to take over the platform. And I left Facebook over a year ago. All of my friends have left Facebook. It's just, it's a cesspool of ugliness. And I think they have a lot to clean up. Now, here's the downside to this. They say that if they do ban all political ads, it's only going to be in the days leading up to the election. So I don't know how that's going to help them. I think they need to make a decision now and make a move now and
but
give people a few months of a break.
True to form, he doesn't make up his mind. Zuckerberg seems
he
to be running
until
things
he's forced
very much
into something.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
a leader. Not a leader.
Yeah.
He's a programmer, not a leader.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's gotten himself into a great, given the fact of what Facebook has been worth, that's been fabulous for him. But he doesn't seem to be able to trail it. He doesn't seem to be able to make it. He doesn't.
He can't adapt with it. That's the
exactly.
problem.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why are government and companies banning TikTok? This is sort of the next stage in our explanation of what's going on with TikTok.
The Geek Out. It's called TikTok, and it's one of the most popular social media apps of our time. But it's also owned by a Chinese company, which is part of why TikTok is so controversial with both companies and governments alike. TikTok is already banned in India, and Australia is considering a ban. The U.S. government has banned the app from many government devices. So what's the beef? Well, remember, TikTok is based in China, and because the application reportedly has been found to collect and report personal information and data back, there's some question if the app may have ties to Chinese state agencies. Considering TikTok has more than 2 billion downloads, that's a lot of valuable information and data, and we've tweeted more information at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, let's find out as we talk about Facebook how they're working with Instagram now. What's happening there?
Well, Facebook owns Instagram, and so both of the companies have announced that there is a new ban on all forms of content promoting the widely discredited practice known as conversion therapy, which, if you're not familiar with that term, it's when you forcefully try to change an individual's sexual orientation. This is actually outlawed now in 19 states, and in most cases it's for protecting minors because the parents are signing up their gay children for this conversion therapy. It leads to drug use, depression, suicide, homelessness. It's a mess. So Facebook and Instagram, they're cutting out all of that content.
All right, well, maybe there's some leadership there. 59 past the hour. Speaking of...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.